Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And as I shared on a previous broadcast, as I was ministering on the prophetic ministry, I promised the listening audience that I was going to share a prophetic word that the Lord gave my late husband, Neil Glass, in March of 1979, and it's not been shared since that time, and we've entitled it The End Times and Christ's Return. So before I begin sharing that word, I'd like to take just a moment and ask the Lord to touch you in your heart, in your spirit, in your body, whatever your needs are, that as you hear the word of the Lord, you may be not only encouraged, but that He would minister to you in those specific areas of need that are in your life right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come to you in behalf of my radio family. And Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you are moving in all of our lives in a powerful way. Lord, sometimes with our natural understanding, our mind, we may not see all that you are doing, but by faith, Lord, we know that you are in the process of perfecting us. Your word says in Psalm 138:8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And so, Father, we thank you for that work you are doing in our lives, preparing us, Lord, for the return of Jesus, that we shall be even as a bride with without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And Lord, that we shall approve those things that are excellent and be sincere and without offense, without blame in the day of Jesus Christ. So Lord, I thank you for touching your people right now, those that are reaching out to you in faith, that you will rebuke sickness from off of their bodies. Father, we stand on that scripture said through the prophet Isaiah, as well as Peter, by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed. And that atonement of Jesus covered everything that pertains to life and godliness, every possible need, physical, emotional, mental, psychological, circumstantial, burdens regarding loved ones. Lord, you said to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And so, Father, we just receive now your sweet presence. Lord, as we are gathered together in the Spirit, wherever two or three are gathered, you are in our midst. And so, Father, right now I ask that this word that I'm about to share that you gave many decades ago to Brother Glass, Lord, will speak to our hearts in a very timely, pertinent way for the hour in which we are now living. Father, you are beyond time. You're beyond circumstances. You know the end from the beginning, and we give you honor and praise, Lord, that we have the privilege of being called your sons and daughters. And Lord, there's a glorious day coming when we shall behold you face to face, that all of creation, Lord, is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Lord, we are that people. We are that generation. And so, Lord, be honored, be glorified. To you, Lord, be all glory forever and ever. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And may your will be done on earth, in this earth, as it is in heaven. And for that, we will forever give you honor and praise in the mighty, matchless, powerful name above all names, the mighty name of Jesus. And we praise you. And we thank you for it. Amen and amen. This is the word the Lord gave my husband, Brother Glass, in March of 1979. Hear the words of this prophecy, my children, and rejoice, and stand in ready submission and obedience unto me. I am touching you with the finger of light to open up the doors of your understanding. Throughout the days ahead of you, you will experience an appreciation for the beauty of my word and a new reverence and awe for my word. Why shall this be? Because I desire to draw you to the flowing springs of living water that your joy may overflow. There shall be a bursting forth from within the hearts of my people, a new praise that shall be more beautiful than has ever been heard. There shall be a fullness of joy opening within the hearts of my obedient and faithful sons and daughters, which shall be like a beautiful flower whose fragrance fills the air. Yea, my children, behold, the time of outpouring is nigh at hand. While evil abounds in the earth, shall not my spirit, my anointing, my power much more abound, so that you shall not be defeated? Yea, bring to me your broken hearts of shattered dreams and expectations, of suffering and failures, and I will begin a beautiful, perfect, loving, and glorious new thing in your life. You shall bear forth much fruit. You will see the dawning of a new pathway, a victorious purpose and experience in your life. Relax in my arms, my children. Release your broken hearts to the soothing touch of my healing presence. Is not my presence upon and within you like a stirring of the waters? Can you not feel the touch of my spirit gently creating new faith in your heart? Can you not feel the sparks of holy fire being kindled in you? Yea, it shall not remain a fleeting spark. Lo, it shall be a fire of my anointing, which no work of Satan can put out. All of my people who shall believe and accept my holy working in their lives will become pillars of faith, pillars of strength, pillars of hope and light to those who sit in darkness and defeat. My children, I have need of your help, your willingness to help reap the whited harvest. Many, many of my children do not realize how they have hampered my work. When you see a human body that has a member rendered helpless, does not the whole body suffer? So is it not also true that I have declared the children of God are members in particular of the body of Christ? Therefore, if any member that lies idle because they feel they are only a small member of the body, know that it hinders my work. Many have rebelled against me and refused to function in the needed hour. They have stood as dry tree trunks, when I desired so much to make them a living planting of righteousness, full of my life flowing through them, so they could bear much fruit. Yea, the life is in the vine, but the fruit is on the branches. Satan desires to wrap my people in a cloak of lethargy, so the world can be lulled to destruction in the sleep of sin. Let him that feels worthless and useless to the Lord look alive. Look to me. Be watchful and diligent and alert, for the moving of the Lord is at hand. Let him that is weak call to be strengthened. Let him that lacks knowledge take up my word, and I will teach him by my spirit the things of God. Let him that has no might, stand and volunteer for service, and I will clothe him with a full covering of armor and strength. The hand of my anointing will be on my people who move forward. My energy shall be imparted to them. Multitudes of my people languish in fear and dread. Multitudes more are bowed low with infirmities. Even more walk with leaden steps. This is not a time to do less. This is not a time to fold hands and look with eyes of satisfaction because one's household is saved, while multitudes perish because no one reached them with my saving words. Many sit in despair because of the conditions in the world. Yea, all is not lost. All is not hopeless. My people need to be stirred. Their hearts need the quickening of my spirit anew and afresh. Lo, all who are willing shall hear. They shall turn their ears to the word of the Lord, which shall go forth as a trumpet blast. They shall hear the truth, and they shall be set free. In the midst of their difficulties and their trials, I will be their support. When the darkness seems to be closing in, I will be their light of victory. No darkness in this world can hide my face from the eyes of the children of faith. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time is drawing to a close, and for now, I must stop sharing this prophecy that the Lord has given. There is more, so I invite you to tune in to tomorrow's broadcast, and we'll continue right on with this prophetic word that the Lord gave my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, in March of 1979. But before I bring this broadcast to a close with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer requests, if you would like a hard copy of this prophetic word, we will make it available to you. All you have to do is note the contact information, send an email, drop me a note, and I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you if you share your mailing address. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.